It's known as the Lost Colony of Roanoke, an English settlement that vanished between 1587 and 1590 in what is today North Carolina. Over 400 years later, the fate of those men and women is still a mystery. We track down the clues next on The American Countryside. In 1587, John White led 116 settlers to the New World to establish a permanent colony. His return to Roanoke was delayed 3 years due to the war with Spain, and when he did finally make it back, he found none of those he left behind.
He had asked his people if they had to leave to carve a clue as to where they might have gone, and if they had to leave due to distress to carve a cross over this word. Eventually, he would find the word Croatoan carved on a post at the fort, but did not find any cross over this word.
Harriet Harrison is a ranger at Fort Raleigh National Historic Site. She says that one clue, the word Croatan, was the name of a nearby island. John White sailed there to locate the colonists, but did not find them. A rumor began that anyone who tried to settle in that area would mysteriously disappear, and no one sailed back to Croatan for another century.
But about 100 years later, an English land surveyor, John Lawson, shipwreck at Croatoan, met natives there that initially he was very frightened of. But as they approached him, he noticed that some had gray eyes. They were very proud of their English heritage, could speak a bit of English, told Mr. Lawson not to fear them. They would never harm him, for their own ancestors had been English.
That one shred of evidence seems to be the best lead anyone has, even 400 years later.
We do have the traces that John Lawson had found with the Croatans. The Lumbee Indians of Lumberton, North Carolina, claim heritage with the colonists, have always had English last names, have never had a Native American language. Our government says that they have too much European blood to be a Native American tribe.
Traveling the countryside at Fort Raleigh National Historic Site, North Carolina, I'm Andrew McRae.